What's up, bitches? It's Friday. Congratulations, you made it through another week. And you're welcome because I know I help you get through it. And I appreciate you spending this time with me because in return, you help me get through my shit as well. Okay. A little tough love. We're going through messages still. Okay. We're going through messages. Yesterday, we talked about ruminating on our thoughts. And another message I have is, kind of the same. That's what I'm like, bitches, are you listening? Are you listening to me? Because I don't think you're hearing me. Okay. I love that you turn this on, but it does nothing if you don't take action. Okay. Nothing. Like there is no point. But I want you to think about all the time you've wasted on worrying. If you just think about it, like how much time. Hopefully not yesterday because I gave you guys some homework. Okay. So hopefully yesterday wasn't the day. But how much time do you spend worrying every day? Because it's not helping you accomplish anything positive in your life. What could you do with all the time and energy that you have wasted on worrying? How much happier and more comfortable would you be if you could minimize the amount of time you spend worrying? It's a habit. It is a habit that you have created. Okay. So if it's true that it's a habit we created, wouldn't it also be true that it's a habit that we could break? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you have to bring this into your awareness to see that worrying has a negative effect on you. How can you worry less and live more? So, what kind of habits can we adopt because we know that the worry is not serving us. So what can we do to replace that? Okay. The first thing you could do is think about the big picture. There are something like 100 million billion stars in the universe, okay? And most of them are believed to have planets revolving around them, okay? That's a lot of planets. So in the grand scheme of things, we're pretty much on a speck of dust, supposedly hurtling through space. Okay. And life is short. Like, we're not going to be hanging out here for that long. Okay. We're little things on little tiny things. Did you guys ever watch Horton Hears a Who? If you haven't, or if you haven't read the book, you need to. That's us. This tiny little thing. And while we do matter, why we have an incredible impact, and we are absolutely your very important piece of thread in the fabric of life, very important. But in the grand scheme of things, your problems aren't as dire as you think. You have to learn, okay? You have to retrain your brain. Message me for microdosing because I know I planted the seed yesterday and you're like, oh, I should just do it. Yes, today's the day you do it. Okay. You have to mentally expect good things to happen. You can't worry if you expect a positive outcome. And when you assume things are just going to turn out bad, absolutely, it's going to be natural to worry. You can be prepared for the worst and still be optimistic. Your worry doesn't change anything. So get your happy little journal out, okay? And I want you to think about the situation that you're stressed about and write out the worst possible outcome. What's the worst thing that could happen? And if that happened, what would you do? Focus on the solution. What would you do? Because I guarantee there's an answer. There's an answer for everything. You're fucking yourself up with all this negative thought. And your perspective of thinking that everything is just good or bad, you're never going to win that way. So it's about knowing that no matter what happens, it's going to work out for you. We are so stressed about shit that we can't change. And what's the point? Mitigate your risk and see what happens. Let go. It is time to surrender. Today's word of the day is surrender. Okay. You've got to let go of the things you can't control. And I guarantee you can't control the things you worry about any more than you can control the weather. You have to stay grounded, staying in this present moment, being in the now. If that was hard for you yesterday, I want you to just at least challenge yourself today to stop thinking about tomorrow. Make the best use of your time every moment. The future takes care of itself. You know what you're really lacking? And this is another clue that you're not listening to me. You might be playing me on in the background, but you're not listening. You have to have gratitude. You're not a fucking victim. It's time to grow the fuck up and look around you. Look how much you have and how blessed you are. Your life is good. There is someone out there praying for everything you have. Make the most of this moment and mentally list everything you're grateful for. This will enhance your perspective and it's very powerful. So if you've tried everything or if you're really fucking tired of it, then you're just going to do this. You're going to do that. Some of these messages for listener requests, it's literally people just bitching. And look, I love you guys and I appreciate, I want the topics, okay? Keep them coming. But some of this is just literally like you arguing and defending your limitations. That shit pisses me off. I want to scream at some of you. That's the truth. Like, I'm just fucking annoyed. Do the basic shit. And I guarantee if I messaged, there's three of you standing out to me right now. I love you. Thank you for listening. But really fucking listen now. And I guarantee if I messaged you and said, did you write this down? Did you make a list of things you're grateful for? The answer will be no. Why? And maybe you're thinking that's not going to help me. Yeah, your attitude sucks. What if it does help you? What if it does? 3 days. 3 days right now. I want you to write down the shit that you're grateful for. 3 days in a row, okay? Think about how worrying has not served you. How most of the shit you worried about did not come true. You're wasting time. Get grounded. Get into this present moment. This is the only time that matters. You have to take massive responsibility. You have to take dramatic action. You're literally retraining programming you have allowed yourself to get sucked into for how long? You refuse to set boundaries. You spread yourself thin. And now you're thinking, now what? There is more to life than your little worries. And your little worries are unnecessary because, honestly, what's the worst thing that has ever happened to you? And did worrying change that? No. But what do we know to be true? You have survived every bad day you've ever had. You survived that. And if you're going to be ruminating, if you're going to be replaying the shit in your life over and over, then at least look at the perspective of what can I learn from that? What can I learn from that situation? Perspective is everything. I mean, the everyday world, the world is a busy place, okay? There's so many distractions around us. That already is going to play into our overwhelm. Why are we going to be our own worst enemy and trap ourselves in our brain? Okay? Because once you feel overwhelmed, it's not easy to move yourself to a better mental space, okay? So if you can learn to deal with just that overstimulation and the anxious feelings, and these are skills that you can develop with practice, you could get yourself back on track from any negative emotional state. Naturally, ground yourself. And if you're feeling that, if you're just spiraling, if you're spiraling, and basically I'm just saying words, okay? If you're spiraling, ground yourself in that moment of overwhelm. Pick something up in your hand. I don't care if it's a pen, a fucking bottle of ketchup, a shoe, whatever it looks like, okay? Hold this object in your hand and focus on the texture. Close your eyes. I want you just to feel it. Just feel this thing in your hand, move it around, imagine the shape of the object, form a mental picture based on what you're feeling. And I want you to describe that to you, to yourself. Describe it. How does it feel? This is going to get you outside of your spiral thoughts, okay? Anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, this is one of those brain hack tricks that you can utilize to get yourself back to reality. Okay. Use the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. We're going to get you to focus, force yourself to focus on your senses. So the first thing that you're going to do, and I know a lot of you, I mean, this has been something I've been doing for decades, long before I woke the fuck up. Okay. The 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the first thing you're going to do is look around and describe something you can see. And if you have to do it out loud, go ahead. Okay. Describe its physical appearance. And repeat this until you have described five things. I remember talking to my husband through this. Okay. He had like some weird anxiety episode, and I was like, look around at stuff you could see. Look, so long ago. Anyway, that's how long this has been a part of my experience. Okay. So the next thing is going to be describing four things that you can feel. Okay. It can be a physical sensation, it can be a physical object in your vicinity. Maybe it's the chair you're sitting on, the temperature of the air on your skin. Maybe it's your, itchy nose. Describe four things that you feel. Okay. The next step is three things you can hear. And I know like my house is loud. And so when I would be having like this crazy anxious episode, I would focus on the things I could hear. Most of the time, I have to close my eyes to really concentrate, but I promise you could find at least three things in your environment if you tried. And then the next step is going to be two things that you can smell. So pick something up and smell it if you have to. I mean, take a whiff of your pits, whatever it is, smell two things. And then the last thing is, what does your mouth taste like right now? Get a drink of water. You are suddenly in the present moment. So now we get back to that step of doing the next right thing. That's always going to be my advice for you. Okay. I want you to get that little phrase inside your head. What would Brandon do? The next right thing. What is the next right thing for you? Maybe you need to call someone. Not the person that's always negative and complaining and bitching about life, but call someone who's upbeat that, you can shift the energy. Not calling someone upbeat so you could bitch and complain. Okay. How many times a day are you complaining about your shit? And I know 2 nights ago, I bartend twice a week now. There's this person that comes in and is so, I'm sure I've talked about her before because I'm just like, what is her quality of life? Okay. Always complaining. It does not matter. And I am just like not even pretending to entertain that I care. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going to enable you on your bullshit adventure to just be negative. Absolutely, in the service industry, you kind of have to set your boundaries in a different way because I can't go off on her and still, probably keep my job. But there is a point where I shut off the energy, where I just, pray for her soul because there's nothing more miserable than someone that always complains. And it sucks because everybody in the community has an awareness of this. And there's always comments being made. People avoid her. If they see her walking in, they will not come in. That's how dramatic it is. Okay. And I'm not exaggerating. It's fucking crazy. Don't be this person. Don't be around that person. And I don't care if it's your mom, bitch. Okay. If your mom is constantly complaining to you, like, rah, set the boundaries and don't answer the phone for a while. Set boundaries. Okay. Connect with someone who is not going to sign off on your bullshit. Focus on your breathing. I have not done a breathing episode for quite a while, but you mouth breathers need to be focusing on breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And you could do the box breathing. I know, I learned this actually in a psychology class when we were talking about PTSD with soldiers, box breathing, where you count a certain number, breathe in, and you hold your breath for a matter of seconds, and then you release your breath for the same amount of seconds, and then you pause again before you inhale. So box breathing, you're gonna, hold, 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 breathe in for seconds, hold, breathe out for seconds, hold. Okay. Just go through that process, that cycle. When you're just like totally overwhelmed, you've lost yourself in the cycle of overthinking and negativity and all the bullshit. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, always in through your nose. And it should be enough that you're filling up your entire body. Like, I want you to mentally picture that you're just putting all this air into your body, and then I want you to picture that you're blowing it out, Something, I mean, you guys, I tell you this, what I do with my kids when, everything just kind of feels out of control and I feel them spiraling. It's a dance party. The minute those speakers come on, all my kids are involved. That's it. It changes the entire energy of the room. Don't distract yourself with dumb shit, okay? Distracting yourself on Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, that's not going to serve you. It's not going to serve you. Have a dance party, go for a walk. What you don't want to do is start binging that box of cookies in your cupboard, okay? You don't need to turn to drugs, okay? You don't need alcohol. Those are not distractions. That's not an escape. It literally prolongs dealing with the issues. If you are focused on being grounded every day when you wake up, you're living intentionally. And as a co-creator of your life, we signed off on this human experience. We wanted to feel these emotions. Ground yourself so you can start to heal and start to work on your emotional health. If you can use these techniques before you're at that state of overwhelm, then energetically, you're already moving at a higher level. And you're going to start to be aware of what it is to ground yourself when you feel your emotions start to go squirrely. It's, I mean, if you think about a moving train, it's a hell of a lot easier for them to stop if they're already moving slow. Meaning when you start to feel yourself get out of control, get grounded. It's a hell of a lot easier to get grounded before you spiral at full speed. You have to practice this, okay? This is a skill set. This is retraining your brain. These are habits, okay? We're replacing our overthinking, our overwhelm. We're replacing these habits with new skills. And focusing your attention with a purpose, that's not the easiest skill to master, but I promise you it's worth the time and energy it takes to practice. And there's no shortcut to this. There's no avoiding the gauntlet. There's no way that, you know, it's going to make this easier. You just have to fucking practice. And if you know eventually you're going to have to come to this point, why wouldn't you start now? Why prolong that? You think about the person that you love the most in this world, okay? Think about the person that you love the most. And I want you to imagine that they're going to feel personally all the ways you make yourself feel. Meaning, if I sit here and I continuously beat myself up and I self-sabotage and I tell myself I'm a hot mess, I'm worthless, I just beat myself up. Imagine my daughter feels all that. She has to go through all that. Like, I'm talking right to her. Every time you talk to yourself, I want you to imagine that you're talking to the person that you love the most. And the problem with this whole statement is that the person you should love the most is you, but you're not there yet. So I want you to imagine everything you're saying is going to be inflicted on the person that you love the most. Are you going to keep saying that shit? Like a little voodoo doll, only with your thoughts and feelings. That's not fair. It's not fair that what we say will affect other people. And ideally it does. But you have to stop talking so bad about yourself. You have to stop spiraling down this hateful, self-inflicted, you know, punisher mentality. Practice the skill set to stay in this present moment, to stay in this awareness. Be proactive with what you're doing with your time. And if you do want someone to sign up on your bullshit, this is the wrong podcast for you. I think I've coddled some of you. I really do. I think I have. And that's my mistake. Okay. I'm not going to ruminate on it. I'm not going to stress over it. I'm just going to say we're here now. And maybe this podcast isn't for you. If you're not going to take action, if you can't do the simple things, there is no point in you tuning in anymore. There's just not. It's not serving either of us energetically. So do the things. If you're stuck on something, what's the next right thing to do? When is the last time you really did write down your feelings and your experience? When is the last time you wrote down the shit that you were grateful for? When is the last time you really took responsibility and accountability for where you are in your life? How long do you think you can get away with blaming everything and everyone around you? How is that helping you? What is your quality of life at this moment, right now, if you change nothing and you continue with the journey you're on, what changes? Nothing. Tough love is get the fuck over yourself. Get into the present moment. Stop allowing yourself to be distracted. You could do this. You could do this because I've done it. And I am no one special. I didn't have any, you know, extra setup in life or, you know, someone come and snatch me up to mentor me. I figured this shit out, okay? And everything is figure outable. Everything. You have to decide you're worth it. You have to decide this human experience is worth it. If you're not growing through the shit, you're not doing anything. And ask yourself, what is that point? You're worthy of great things. You just have to do the next right thing, whatever that is. And in those seasons of sometimes the best thing you could do is breathe through those moments and stay. I've had tough days. The end of last year was tough for me. I lost some people. And there were a couple days where literally breathing was enough. And I didn't beat myself up for that. Okay. So maybe you're in that season of like, bitch, all I could do is breathe right now. That's cool. But stop fucking beating yourself up for it. Be in the moment and don't make it an issue. You want to make something out of everything when really it's just a season. It's okay. If you're in a season of survival, then stop complaining about it. Just survive and celebrate that. A bad day is just that, a bad day. It doesn't mean you had a bad life. Let it be. Massive responsibility. Do the next right thing. I love you, bitches. Have a great weekend.